Hello, everybody. Welcome to another stream. Now I understand. I'm immediately taking a risk here because we got copyright music. And I need to figure out how to turn that off. But I did want to start streaming when I. When we launched this game for the first time, so you could see how to enable accessibility settings. Now, as you can see, it's not talking right now, but we are on the welcome screen of Madden 20, and it set the game options of my previous, Madden 19. We're gonna go ahead and click down though.
Accessibility settings.
As you can hear, it said, Brandon Garden today, accessibility settings. We're gonna go in here. And we've got.
Menu narration set to off.
We're gonna turn it on.
Unselected. How the crap are you playing Madden 20 right now? I wanna.
EA Access, man. EA Access. I got EA Access just to play this game, but I'm gonna keep it so I can play games like, NBA Live and UFC, UFC and all that stuff. So let's see, we got.
VoIP window option is set to off.
So I see the click option is still kind of messed up.
Subtitles option is set to off. Enlarge on-field graphics option is set to off. Controller vibration option is set to normal.
Alright, we're setting that to assist.
Assist selected.
And we can back out of here because we don't need to change anything else in here.
Entering welcome back to Madden. Screen accessibility settings is selected. Continue.
And it will no longer say accessibility settings. Because and menu narration's on, so Brandon won't play it anymore.
You have three options. Favorite team option is set to Eagles, is selected.
Okay, so Eagles is already set because it simply took my settings from Madden 19. So we're gonna leave that.
Game style option is set to arcade.
I'm gonna change that to simulation. Selected. So we got
favorite team option is set to Eagles.
Favorite team Eagles.
Accessibility settings.
It'll vibrate for accessibility settings as well.
Continue.
And continue. This is some interesting cinematic thing. Which is probably going to be blocked on YouTube, by the way. Okay, we gotta play the
coach
Pro Bowl.
EA Sports coverage of the 2019 NFL Pro Bowl from right
because
here
I don't
in
have
Orlando,
Florida.
Yet. Coming up, the AFC looking to make it three in a row as they square off against their rivals from the NFC. I'll be back at halftime, but first let's get you downtown to Camping World Stadium. Standing by our broadcast team, Brandon Godden and Charles Davis.
All right, thanks, Coach. EA Sports coverage of the National Football League is on the air. Straight ahead, bragging rights on the line of the 46th meeting of the AFC and the NFC in the 2019 NFL Pro Bowl game. Alongside Charles Davis, I'm Brandon Gaudin, and Charles, it's the Pro Bowl. You never really know what to expect, so I guess I'll ask you, what do you expect?
Well, in recent years, it has turned into an absolute offensive explosion, hasn't it? Games in the 50s are not out of line. What you're hoping is that some of these great defenders have a chance to adjust and react and maybe narrow that down a little bit. But I will say, this game is tilted heavily towards the offense's advantage.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't speak during, but that's expected. Kickoff.
Alder Grosas of the Giants has the honors as we get underway in the NFL.
Yeah, I hear that punchy kick sound.
This will be taken to the back of the end zone. And no run back here. This will be a touchback, and it comes out to the 25-yard line. The AFC heading out on offense, and leading him is number 15 from the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, in his first ever Pro Bowl.
Get cover athlete this year.
Get your best suit. Let's head to the red carpet. NFL honors is coming up, and he will be the heavy favorite to be the NFL MVP. And let's face it, we'll see him here at the Pro Bowl many times to come in future years.
A second-time Pro Bowler here. This is the Chargers' Melvin Gordon. The Panthers' Luke Kuechly there on the tackle. Time for a check of the starting offensive unit here for the AFC.
It's not often we start a game talking about an offensive lineman, but with Quentin Nelson, I absolutely have to do that. The rookie out of Notre Dame transformed not only an offensive line in 2018, he transformed an offense. In fact, he was the only guard ever named Rookie of the Month, and he did so in October of last year.
On second down, here's Mahomes. Oh, he'll want that one back. Incomplete.
Third down. Felt like a run.
Defensively now for the NFC.
Playing in his 11th season in the NFL is defensive back Malcolm Jenkins, who entered with the New Orleans Saints as a cornerback before shifting back to safety, where he's had his best years. Terrific football IQ, tremendous tackler, can also guard receivers in the slot.
An early tough test on the opening drive. This is 3rd and 8. Shotgun snap to Mahomes. And he cannot get rid of it. The NFC getting in there for the sack. That sack by Khalil Mack. Man, he got in there so quickly, Charles. What could the offense have done to adjust an account for
that? I think that's
is that you figure the, out and you see and get a clue that maybe there's going to
people,
be some pressure
even,
coming at you and you change the blocking
everybody
schemes.
Has trouble
maybe
with
you go
the
to
football.
Max protection. The biggest one is maybe you bring your running back in to try and keep you clean. But in that case, that didn't happen. Zero accountability and a sack resulted.
On is Kern, the punter, to send this one away. Fielded at about the 28. A good return there, call it 13 yards. And the NFC will take over 1st and 10. The NFC offense taking the field, being led in blue by the NFL's all-time passing leader. 12th Pro Bowl nomination for the great QB from New Orleans, Drew Brees.
And you and I both know that this is not easy for him. It's fun to play football at any time, but you know he'd rather be preparing for the Super Bowl and still trying to get that missed call out of his head that may have prevented his Saints from getting there.
Brees and the NFC come up now with a 1st and 10 at the 41-yard line. This is the Rams' Todd Gurley, his 3rd Pro Bowl in 4 seasons. And he'll be taken down, but not before he gets into enemy territory. Solid way to start the drive, 13 yards, picking up the first. That O-line, they cleared a big hole there on that run.
The athleticism of offensive lines continues to evolve, and we're seeing it here. Not only the control of things right at the line of scrimmage, but they're able to get upfield to get to what we call the 2nd and 3rd levels. You know, get to the linebacker spot, the secondary spot, getting all the way downfield with their blocking, which helps keep the running back clean.
They'll try to continue that trend here this afternoon.
I noticed you don't have that break sound anymore.
Here we go. on second down. This is Gurley. He's got the first down here inside the 30. And all the way down to the 25-yard line.
Ooh, that was
he goes for 18 there as the drive will continue. And a nice little broken tackle run there by Todd Gurley, the 10th pick in the 2015 draft.
And that's what you get with him. That full package.
Interesting,
speed, power. Able to catch the
umpire,
ball.
You know, not umpire, the,
many people,
you know,
doubted him coming out because of the knee injury in college. They're seeing the full Todd Gurley
stadium
now,
speakers. Different.
So on the heels of the run by Todd Gurley, another first and 10. And to give this time to the tailback. Credit the tackle to the Texans middle linebacker Bernardrick McKinney. The starting defense now for the AFC.
One of the best young safeties in the NFL, Jamal Adams. Keep an eye out for him because no one is safe when he's on the field, including mascots. Just ask Pat the Patriot. Jamal Adams was also the 2019 Pro Bowl Defensive MVP.
Now the New York Giants star playing in the Pro Bowl as a rookie, Saquon Barkley. The Titans' Jarrell Casey on the tackle.
Well, so many times we look at a short run and we praise the offense for trying to set the tempo and establish things, but the defensive guys, hey, they just won the battle there. It wasn't a big run given up. They don't always have to absorb the body blows. Sometimes they dish them out themselves.
That's complete. He's got Barkley out of the backfield. So he got free of one tackle, but couldn't do a whole lot else. 4 yards on the pickup, and that'll bring up fourth down. So an even first quarter on the scoreboard, but the threat of points on the horizon. Nothing, nothing, our score. The NFL on EA Sports continues right after this message.
Well, I really hope, hopefully by the time this thing is complete, we will be, the thing will be installed. Yeah, Brandon, it's EA Access. It's a, whoa, what the? Field goal, what, come on.
And they're not going to get the kick off in time.
Delay of game, offense.
And that'll be accepted, of course, and that moves them back 5.
Still fourth down.
Okay, yeah, no, well, while the music was playing, I was sitting here just waiting for something to happen. It was, they were waiting for me to hit A.
Rosas' kick is good, and the NFC out to an early 3-0 lead.
Well, no surprise there. Extremely reliable during the regular season. Bailed his team out time and again. Knocks another one through, this time in the Pro Bowl.
After the field goal, here's Rosas to kick it away.
Boy, like that's a really punchy kick.
He'll take it in the end zone. And he'll elect not to return this one, so they'll bring it out to the 25 on the touchback.
Somebody commented on the AG forum that there's a sound for when the ball is thrown, and it's in the air, but I can't hear it.
Mahomes in the AFC now with a first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Mahomes going to throw. And it's incomplete. It's a dangerous pass. That's what it was. And it brings up second down. You look back a few years ago, Charles, when the Pro Bowl did that 3-year experimentation. I know you're a traditionalist. You like AFC versus NFC.
Yes, but, I do.
But for the games 2014, 15, and 16, they tried something a little different. They held essentially a fantasy draft for players. Year one, it was Jerry Rice, Deion Sanders as captains. Year two, Michael Irvin and Chris Carter. And then in year three, Michael Irvin again matching up against Jerry Rice.
Damn it, that wasn't good. Cool. That felt like a freaking
every single one of those guys short, with a gold jacket. All of them in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
The same,
so they didn't ask you
like
and I to be the captains and make the picks. And by the way, the playmaker, Michael Irvin, went 2-0. And you know I heard all about that.
And a big loss here as he's taken down. Khalil Mack picks up his second sack of the afternoon. And we say it all the time, have to be able to get rid of the ball sooner than that.
You have to help your offensive line out. They're going to protect you as best they can. And if you're getting 3 to 5 seconds to throw the ball, they're doing a really nice job. But when you hold it and give up a sack, you're really almost discrediting their work.
The punt team on now is from their end zone. They get it away. Taken right around the 44. A great return there of 22 yards. And the NFC is going to have a short field as they take over first and 10.
One click to select the play. That's quite nice.
A first down carry for Barkley. Oh, he's got some breathing room. Breaks the tackle. He's got room to run. Touchdown.
Nice.
Saquon Barkley, 34 yards. And the NFC able to widen their advantage. Great play, but admittedly, the tackling in the Pro Bowl, Charles, not always the best.
I would say that they're not quite as committed to getting a guy on the ground in the Pro Bowl is maybe during the regular season and, of course, in the playoffs. But still, heck of an individual effort there on that run.
Aldrick Rosas on for the extra point. It's up and good, and that'll increase their lead to 10-0. I'm not sure if they drew that play up to score, but it scored indeed. One play on the ground and into the end zone for 6. Now after the touchdown, here's Rosas on to kick it away. That's fielded in the end zone. And no run back here. This will be a touchback, and it comes out to the 25-yard line. Mahomes in the AFC now with a first and 10 at their 25-yard line. They fake the give. Now Mahomes finds his running back, James Conner. Give him 6 on the play, and that'll make it second down. For Patrick Mahomes, what a season he had. First as a full-time starter, and he goes over 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, and awarded with his first Pro Bowl.
And think about if you're in Kansas City, the organization, the team, the city, how well are you set up for future years where that youngster is your quarterback? Not only are the guys on the team excited about it, think about free agents thinking about where they might want to play. If you're a free agent receiver, you're thinking Kansas City.
2 minutes to play here in the first half. Back to more NFL action on EA Sports after this. And on third down, a nickel formation here defensively. Working from the gun, Mahomes. And it's complete to Kelce. And they nearly get this all the way to midfield. Mark him down at the 49. The 21 yards there as they convert on third. Well, the NFC pressure a little too much as they get home for the sack.
Khalil Mack
able to disrupt yet another pass play. That is his third sack of the afternoon. And a big loss here as he's taken down. Khalil Mack, who else? He's in there for his fourth sack of the afternoon.
Okay, let's go back a little bit and see if my schooling comes to the front. What's that old saying? Those who forget the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. That's the same guy who's gotten back-to-back sacks. I think a double team may be in order.
A first-time Pro Bowler, here's James Conner of the Steelers. No gain on the play there, a nice job defensively, and it likely forces a punt situation on fourth.
I have to admit to a little surprise here. A net down in distance, I would have thought they were going to throw the football. Instead, they decided to run it, but give credit to the defense. They weren't fooled at all and held them to no gain.
Fielded just inside the 30. So we've reached halftime of the 2019 Pro Bowl with the NFC on top.
The NFC looking to rewrite a little history as they lead this 2019 Pro Bowl at the break. Now remember, they've lost both of the previous Pro Bowls played here in Orlando. But maybe, just maybe, this is the one to break the streak. A lot still to play for in the second half as we go back to Camping World Stadium and Brandon Godden.
All right, Coach, thank you, and we welcome everyone.
Now, I will pause the
entering,
game,
pause
and
screen, resume.
I will show.
Call timeout. Resume. Call timeout.
Call timeout.
Super sim.
Super sim.
Quit slash restart.
Quit.
Depth chart.
Depth chart. Let's take a look at this depth chart. It's kind of cool that we can take a look at this.
Entering depth chart screen. 1 row 57 columns left filter AFC right filter QB slot no players.
No, player you can filter.
QBs. Slot 1. Slot 2. Player name Jay Goff. Slot 2. Slot 3. Slot 2. Slot 1.
It is essentially a spreadsheet, but where is the filter?
Player so name Debris. Position QB.
Okay, well, we can, let's see.
Player
Debris.
Name Debris. Position QB.
Position quarterback.
Overall 92.
Overall running 92.
Age 40. Speed 68. Age 40.
Not sure what AH is.
Speed 68.
Strength 53.
Agility 68.
Agility 68.
Acceleration 72.
Acceleration is 72.
Awareness 97.
Awareness is 97.
Break tackle 34.
Break tackle is 34.
Trucking 20.
Trucking, not sure what
elusiveness
that is.
Elusiveness 31.
Ball
carrier vision 51.
Ball carrier vision 51.
Stiff arm 25.
Stiff arm 25.
Spin move 43.
Spin move 43.
Juke move 68. Carrying 64. Catching 38. Short route run 15. Medium route run 15. Deep route run 13. Catch in traffic 15. Spectacular catch 15. Release 15. Jumping 75. Jumping 67. Release. Catch deep route. Short. Juke, stiff arm, ball, truck, break, exit, stress, slot you. Player name Jay Goff. Position QB. Overall 83. Position QB. Player name Jay. Player name A. Position QB. Player name A. Player name R. Position QB. Player name R. Will. Slot. 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 Player name A. Roses. Player name M. Dixon. Position P. Position K.
Position not sure what the QB.
Position K.
K and I
position
don't know.
P.
I don't know what P is. But,
entering coaching screen depth chart. Challenge play. Medical center. Settings. Challenge quit slash restart.
I could quit the game. I don't know what I can do, you know, if it's fully installed yet. I'll have to, let's see, check the guide, see if it's fully
guide
installed.
Guide for ranks window, guide tab, 5 of 8, home, button, 1 of 1.
I didn't actually do
horizontal system
something.
Actions, my games and apps, button, 1 of 3. Overlay 1, window, see all, button, press menu for more options, 1 of 1. Custom group pins, 6 items, see all, button, press menu for more options, 1 of 1. My games and apps window. Madden NFL 20. Ready to start. 17.17 MB/s. Network. 12.85 GB of 37.69 GB. 34.1%. 6 of 9.
Oh, really? It's only 34% complete. Seriously.
Games stats.
Trial overlay window. Arinks. You have less than 10 hours left. Play trial. Button. 1 of 2.
Oh crap! Did I accidentally
quit slash restart.
All right, let's
back
get back
for quarter
here.
Number 3.
Message. Okay, button. Top. Okay. Screen review blank. Restoring your comic on. Please switch back to life. Press game activation.
Both guys. Teams appear ready for the fight ahead, and we resume action here in quarter number 3. This is taken at the 3.
And a nice return sets him up pretty good here at the 30-yard line.
The chat is waiting for new messages. Heading for them. I'll be back on the play and manage that you like now. I want a star button. Super line. Banner man. Flippable. Flippable. Man.
Breeze and the NFC come up now with a first and 10 right at the 30. Second half begins with a run from Barkley. And he slips up past the 45 before being tackled. This drive starting off on the right foot, 18 yards.
Now, this is an example of breaking down a defense, because on a lot of these runs, he's getting past the point of attack, and guess what he's doing? Forcing the secondary guys to have to make a lot of tackles.
95-56. Back to the ground, this time with Gurley. And they're well past midfield, just a yard or two shy of the 40. A nice pickup there of 11 yards, and it'll move the sticks.
Boy, he does it at a high level, doesn't he? Because when I watch him, I think of his vision. Straight ahead, peripheral. Also has that sense of where holes are going to be before they actually open. I think that helps set him apart from many of the other backs in the league.
Up to make the stop, the Jets safety, Jamal Adams. And what in the world? Not sure if he just heard a whistle there or what, but for some reason he spiked the football.
We're going to have this again.
Ready? Y'all are waiting?
From the gun on third down, Breeze. It's caught, Jones. And he'll be out of bounds as he gets it down to the 30 there. First catch so far for Julio. He's got a first down. For Drew Brees, this his 12th Pro Bowl nomination. Though he hasn't played all 12 years, but still, what a career and what a season. And to do it at this age, unbelievable.
Not too bad for a guy who turned 40 the week leading up to the NFC Championship game. He keeps himself in such superb physical condition and still loves everything that goes along with football. He may play till he's 60.
And inside the 20 before he's brought down. A good gain of 14 there, and it moves the chains. A lot to praise on this drive, obviously. I know you're seeing what I'm seeing. Those guys up front, they're getting it done.
Doesn't matter what play is called, they are handling their business at the line of scrimmage and dominating right now on this drive.
Von Miller of the Broncos there to get him down.
Well, that's not a run that's going to make any of the highlight tapes, but they've been moving it well all game on the ground. This is another one that keeps them moving forward.
Another carry now for Gurley. And he'll fight his way down right around the 12. He was brought down by Xavier Howard of Miami.
Well, praise has to go to the guys on the offensive line 12, because they had a very nice, productive day running the football. How about that poor defensive line? They've been knocked around the entire game, and while they slowed them down on that run, can they continue to do so? Because they haven't had much success throughout this ball game.
Good coverage there by the AFC defense. It's fourth down.
I think that was a good job.
Hey, the stadium announcer gives a lot more information now.
Downfield, but once they get their backs
saying who
the
you're defended
line,
by and really who you were intended to pass.
Get all the way down here. Now the field shrinks. They've struggled to convert, and that last incompletion brings up fourth. So out comes the field goal team now for the second time here today. And Rosas puts this one through. And that'll push the lead up to 13-0. So they put together a good little drive there, but ultimately stalling out in the red zone.
Yeah, I know a lot of people look at it as a little bit of a negative. They didn't get 6 points out of it, right? Didn't get the touchdown. But that's actually okay. They got 3 points, able to give their defense a little bit of rest, let them settle down over there. So all in all, to me, that's a good drive.
After the field goal, here's Rosas to kick it away. That'll be taken in the end zone. And no run back here. This will be a touchback, and it comes out to the 25-yard line. Mahomes in the AFC now with a first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. From the gun, it's Mahomes. And he finds his Chiefs teammate, Travis Kelce. And up to the 35 before they're able to knock him down. Give him 10 yards there, and about by the nose of the football, he's going to have a first down. On first down, Connor. And he went nowhere. Well, he went backwards. Back to the 33.
Oh, no. Oh, he went backwards.
Three quarters in the books. We'll return with more after this break. You're watching the NFL on EA Sports. Now Mahomes throwing on second down, and he gets it to his KC running mate. That's Tyreek Hill. The reception good for seven. It's third down. Those short little routes probably going to be open. The defense, they'll let those happen, especially when they can make an inbounds tackle.
Yeah, where's Coach Madden when you need him? He always talks about taking what the defense gives you, but sometimes you have to know when you have to take more. That was one of those situations.
A gain of eight and a first down. Well, he was so good throwing the football on third down during the regular season. Why wouldn't it carry over here to the Pro Bowl?
Sometimes that's just who you are, right? If you're good at something during, as you said, during the regular season, so what if it's with a bunch of guys you're unfamiliar with? It's third down, he finds a way to convert.
Keenan Allen, the intended receiver, and now it's second down. After the incomplete pass, here now is second and 10. And again, it's Mahomes. And they will not get the connection there. It's incomplete. Trying to get it to Landry there, and it's third down.
Had the right idea there, trying to throw it to the sideline, but he led him just a little bit too much, trying to get it out to his receiver. Ends up falling to the ground, incomplete.
To throw, it's Mahomes. And Hill with it over the middle. And he's going to be taken down here with a penalty flag on the field. So a decent gain, but all for naught on the penalty.
It's too bad, isn't it? They were feeling pretty good about it. The only people celebrating, the guys who just gave up that play.
And they're indeed going to go for it here on fourth down. So trailing here in the last quarter, let's see how this plays out. They'll go for it. It's Mahomes. And no, it's incomplete. The AFC went for it, and it doesn't work out. And the NFC is going to get the football back in excellent field position. So now with a two-minute warning coming up fast, that puts a mammoth dent in their comeback hopes.
I like how you phrased it. It's a dent because there's still opportunity. They've got to get the ball back on defense, obviously twice. But guess what? This thing is not close to being over. They need to go ahead and play it out.
Not over. As you said, two-score game still. That one goes for 13 yards, and it moves the sticks. I tell you, they didn't give it to him much for the first three quarters, but when they have, he's been efficient. Maybe they ride him more here down the stretch.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was actually in the game plan for him to have as few carries as he has, but it might play out really well for them now. As you noted, they want to ride him down the stretch. He should have fresh legs.
About 3 yards there to the 27. Time for a break. We're back to finish this one off after this. Leading rusher in the league, Ezekiel Elliott of the Cowboys, his second Pro Bowl. And he is in. Touchdown,
nice.
NFC. Ezekiel Elliott, 27 yards. And the NFC adds on to their lead.
But without a doubt, all credits can't go to the runner. Found his way into the end zone, but the defensive guys just not wrapping up well when they try to tackle him.
And that's the thing. You've got to wrap up. A lot of times these days you see guys, they just want to go as hard as they can and throw their body at somebody. That's not old school football, though.
No, old school football is fundamentals. Wrapping up, locking your hands, and trying to get him on the ground.
Game capture. Reflect as he plays 97. Next.
Now Breeze will bring his guys to the line to go for two. They'll try and run it with Gurley. And he is into the end zone to bump the lead up two more.
Holy shit.
So they kept it on the ground, got it in the end zone. But Charles, sometimes you probably see teams treat a two-point conversion differently than if it was first and goal from the two, or I should say third and goal from
the
two.
Wait, he just said the score. Totally a lot of teams treat it as if they have AFC nothing.
Farther to go and shy away from running football. I think this is
AFC
a great
nothing.
Spot to do it because most teams play you for the pass. Go ahead and run and let your linemen surge and fire out.
Now after the touchdown, here's Rosas on to kick it away. This will be taken to the back of the end zone. And no run back here. This will be a touchback, and it comes out to the 25-yard line. Throwing on first down is Mahomes. To the right side, and he's got Landry. Complete. 7 yards, the pickup on the pitch and catch. They're going to need to get up and set in a hurry. And he drops it incomplete, and their struggles continue here.
It's a lot of contact going on there, and in the end, unable to keep two hands on the football and bring it into his body.
Everything looked pretty good until the finish. And he's got the completion to Hopkins. And he will have a first down here at about the 40. Now here's Mahomes. Oh, he dropped it. And that's pretty indicative of the way this one's gone.
That would have been a great catch, but it's real difficult to hold on to it because it was contested all the way. Would have been a great play if he'd been able to haul that one in.
Here's Mahomes to throw. Caught, Kelce, left side. And he's able to get this one out closer to midfield across the 45. One thing I think that's safe to say defensively, the tackling's been really good.
And because of that, it's been very, very hard for them to move the ball because you're not getting the benefits of run after catch. They're tackling them almost on the spot. That means you have to run extra plays, harder to move it.
Another wayward pass. You know, things started out poorly in this game, and to be frank, they just really haven't gotten much better.
And all that does is embolden a secondary. They feel good about what's going on, and they just play better and better.
And Allen's got it! And they'll get him down as he's inside the 40.
You know what, I think that there is a
pickup there.
There is a sound.
First down, and he's going to get it down to the 33-yard line.
There is like a whooshing sound.
5 yards on the catch there, brings up second down. Now Mahomes, open man is Hill, he's got it. Now the AFC going to use the first of their timeouts as the clock will stop with 21 seconds to go in the football game. Mahomes now on first down. And that will be incomplete with a clock showing 18 seconds now to go. He was trying to hit Melvin Gordon there. That'll bring up second down. An incomplete pass on first down. That leads to a second and 10. Mahomes to throw once more. That's complete. It's Gordon. And he'll go down here right around the 23-yard line. So, Charles, a victory for the NFC. Final thoughts on this Pro Bowl?
We had some fun, didn't we?
Absolutely.
A lot of excitement, some big plays to watch, a lot of those great matchups that we don't get to see during the regular season because sometimes teams don't play against each other. And, oh, by the way, no one got hurt. There's the win for everyone. I think the fans enjoyed this one.
So that'll do it for us. For Charles Davis and all our crew, I'm Brandon Gordon. You've been watching the NFL on EA Sports.
No, if you get some narration soon enough.
Post-game report player stats. Finish game. Player stats.
Take a look at player stats.
Entering statistics screen. Player stats. Team AFC. Player name P. Mahomes. Team AFC. Team NFC. Team AFC. Player name P. Mahomes. QB rating 67.7. Completions 13. attempts 23, passing yards 102, completion percentage 56, passing touchdowns 0, interceptions 0, AVG yards per attempt 4, longest pass 21, AB pass attempt QB rate team AFC, team NFC, team AF player name team player name DBs. QB rating 71.5.
Okay, so you only get
DBs. Team NFC, team AFC. Post game report, finish game.
Welcome to Madden NFL 20. Here you can try the all-new QB1 Face of the Franchise or enjoy Classic Madden with Madden Ultimate Team Franchise or a quick pickup game in exhibition.
Entering, welcome to the Madden NFL 20 trial pop-up. The Madden NFL 20 trial is only available for a limited time. Any progress or purchases made during the trial will carry over when you upgrade to the full version. Continue trial. Upgrade to the full version of Madden NFL 20. Continue trial. Entering main menu screen, really install. Customize. Customize. Messenger. Accessibility. Messenger. Customize. Customize.
Yeah, my game isn't fully installed customize yet, so that means what is this?
Entering team select screen, the Pro Bowl NFC, the home team are selected. No side is home team selection. No side is away team selection. Pro Bowl AFC.
Yeah, so NFC. We were the NFC. Then yeah, I won the hell out of that Pro Bowl.
Entering main menu screen. Really install.
What the hell is
customize
this?
Customize pop-up menu. You have two options. Customize playbooks is selected. Settings. Entering settings screen. Settings. Assign auto subs. Settings. Assign auto subs. Settings. Assign auto subs. E account. Assign auto sub. Settings. Social sharing. Change profile or controller. Social sharing. E account. User agreement. E account. Assign auto subs. Settings. Social sharing. Change profile or control. Social key account.
Yeah, none of these options are available right now because I still installing. So
entering main menu.
This is probably gonna be
customize. Customize messenger. Orchestration colon on Ruben Vincent. Orchestration colon anomaly. Orchestration colon anomaly. Orchestration colon anomaly.
What the hell is that?
Orchestration colon orchestration orchestration colon anomaly. Orchestra IDK. Play an SKILLZ feet to Signer and Yella BZ. Ruben Vincent. Orchestration, colon anomaly.
just want to be heard. For your mom to your pops, to the bees, to the birds, my cut right off the curb.
Like orchestration. Proven Vincent.
Ah, this is the music area, so I can...
Orchestration, colon anomaly.
Ah, okay. Ah, yeah, so this screen is actually accessible. I can turn off the...
Orchestration, colon anomaly.
Problem is, it doesn't, it says just orchestration, it doesn't read what it actually is.
Orchestration, colon anomaly. Orchestration, colon anomaly. Orchestration, colon anomaly. Orchestration, IDK. Orchestration, colon anomaly.
And I can't, I don't know if they're checked, unchecked, what, you know.
IDK. Plan SKILLZ feet to Sidner and YLPZ. Customize Messenger accessibility. Customize.
All right, hopefully, Alright, I think I got my my music on.
Main map, my board setting level, clickable Mad NFL 25. I worked 47 minutes ago, no losing Mad NFL 25. Heading level B. Clickable, Mac. Button action menu. Mac, visit the boards. Multi-streaming with HTTPS. Visit the clickable. Button action level, read Mad NFL 25. I worked 47 minutes.
Alright, so. I can't really, do much, guys. Let me see what the... So hopefully Liam or something is shown. I want to like hear you guys play if you guys all have it installed. Cause yeah, I can't really do much, and well, I don't want to play the Pro Bowl again. Let me check the status here.
Guide for range window. Guide tab. 5 of 8. Home button. 1 of 1.
Xbox dashboard window. Resume. Launch. Madden NFL 20. Press the menu button for more options. Button. Recently used. My games and apps. Button. Press the Y button to search. 1 of 4. My games and apps window. Games. 10 items. 9 installed. 1 ready to install. 1 of 8. Selected. Applications. 17 items. 17 installed. Games. 10 items. Hashtag war games. 1 of 9. Games. Installed. 1 of 2. Sorted by AZ. Hashtag war games. 1 of 9. Killer Instinct. 2 of 9. Madden NFL 20. Ready to start. 74.80 MB/s. Network. 16.38 GB of 37.69 GB. 43.4%. 6 of 9.
This is ridiculously slow. I'm just going to,
Xbox dashboard window. Recently used. My games and apps. Button. Press the Y button to search.
Everybody.
1 of 4. Resume. Launch. Madden NFL 20. Press the menu button for more options. Button. Press the Y button to search. 1 of trial overlay window. Play trial. Button. 1 of 2.
Come on, just come back.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Wait, it relaunched?
Entering, welcome to the Madden NFL 20 trial. Pop up the Madden NF. Upgrade to the full. Continue trial. Entering main menu screen, reinstall.
Alright, I need to turn that this off.
Ruben Vincent. Orchestration, colon anomaly. Orchestration, colon anomaly. Orchestration, colon anomaly. IDK.
Who's IDK?
Play an SKILLZ feat to Signer and Yalabizi. Customize.
Hey Josh, Alex here.
Hey Alex, unfortunately I think you missed a good majority of the stream. First of all, I'm kind of not capturing it via the Elgato, it's capturing via basically the way that I capture like a flight sim. Unfortunately the game is still installing, so I mean I played the Pro Bowl, you know, I set the accessibility options, so we're all good. It's
Messenger. Accessibility.
That's the
Messenger. Customize.
The first option that doesn't speak is basically the Pro Bowl, because it basically says that the game is still installing. But let's see if I can't even maximize my can't even maximize the window so I can do OCR. Well, let me see if I can. It's not even EA. It's a good OCR. I'm usually able to get OCR.
Game capture is 01 column of game cap. Recognizing. Result blank. Blank.
I can't, huh? I don't know. But, I think I'm gonna end up, quitting this stream so that maybe the game can maybe it's a lot faster. Because, like I said, I already played the Pro Bowl, and I don't want to do it again. It's the only option I can do while this thing installs. So I think I'm gonna end up quitting this thing and come back to it tomorrow when it's fully installed. Do Ultimate Team, do some, you know, check out the franchise, you know, face of the franchise, see how accessible that actually is. No, it's gonna be a problem if I can't do OCR though. I may have to, launch the, remote Xbox app just to be able to do OCR, but the downside of there is I will have lag, with the audio, but we'll see what happens.
I like the music.
Yeah, the music. I changed it. I changed it back. The messenger / music screen is semi accessible. I mean, there's lots of things in that screen too. But like for me right now, the only thing that's in that screen is to change the music. And of course, you know, you got the Madden soundtrack, the rap or whatever. I turned it off, and I changed it as best I could to this stuff. There's like six or so orchestra tracks, maybe more, but Tux's speech does not read what track you've checked. Like it reads that you're on it. But I mean, it's better than it was before. But let's see if I hear like a, okay, it seems to be good. I seem to be having only the orchestra tracks on, which is good. So it might mean that because I had the copyright music on when I first launched the game, it might mean that this video may either get blocked or... Well, it's probably gonna have a copyright claim on it, but I'm probably gonna get sleepy anyway, I guess, so... I will let you guys all go. Hopefully it'll be installed. I can, get down to business and, check out Ultimate Team, check out the solos and the access, EA Access challenges or whatever. And that'll be that. I will end the stream and recording, and I will see you guys tomorrow for more of this stuff, where we can actually play the game proper, not the Pro Bowl. So, the Pro Bowl is cool, 2019 Pro Bowl. I want to get to the meat of the game and get my own stuff, get my own franchise, set my Ultimate Team and stuff like that. So, I will quit the stream and I'll see you guys next time.
Restream, chat, restream. Game ops, 73.2, ops, 16, no load check, stop recording, check, ops, check.